All right, Matt.
Ooh, yeah.
So.
3355.
Welcome to 335 Live, your all talk Power Rangers podcast. Joe, Matt, Scotty.
Hello.
The boys. All right. So basically, we've been on this Mighty Morphin kick, more or less, and we're pretty good. It's, I would say probably in the next 2 weeks, going to do a season recap for the whole Mighty Morphin series when I finish it.
Yeah.
Alien will probably be its own thing, but for this, we're going to literally just sit there and watch the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Now, I already did a live reaction to this movie like a year ago. I still don't remember it now.
we did, not to be confused with the 2017 reboot.
Yeah, well, that wasn't Mighty Morphin. So.
No, it wasn't, but so. Some people might be.
Scotty, you remember this? I mean, you remember when this shit came out?
I gotta say, for its time, and I mean, I was pumped to see this movie.
Oh yeah,
I thought. I mean, the costumes were a little bit different, but
I like them.
At least they kept them more towards the original.
Yeah, they didn't alter the classic them. Look, I like that, heavily. Man. Like they were just more
this image Batman. on the main screen. We actually had to scrape through my entire library to find this film because it wasn't on demand.
Yeah,
so
weird.
We literally found a unopened copy on DVD that I had, and we just opened it literally.
Turbo is on demand for God knows why.
I don't know because this was made by 20th Century Fox. I don't know if Turbo was also done by them.
I would have to imagine it was, since Fox, you know, owned the rights to this.
You know what? And
time.
This DVD itself was actually re-released, and I think in like 2011.
Yeah.
So in.
Like an anniversary or something.
Yeah, something like that. Well, they are actually re-releasing this version on Blu-ray with the 25th anniversary set of Mighty Morphin. It's stupid because the movie is on Blu-ray, but the entire TV show is still on DVD.
Oh, yeah, that's
really
weird. That is weird.
I mean, there's not much you can really upscale, though.
They're probably going to charge you like $100.
It's $150.
Yeah.
$120.
I would say the underrated aspect of this film is the soundtrack, man. The soundtrack's sick.
Yeah. But it was very 90s.
This image of the Power Rangers all looking at, I thought it was one of the greatest images they've ever shot of the team.
You know, now that I think about it, this could very well, I think it actually is, like the first like superhero team movie I think that we've ever like had.
Superhero team movie.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Like X-Men came out in like 2000.
I think you're right.
I think this was like the first one, yeah.
Fucking
who played Ivan Ooze, Joe?
I don't remember.
Who is that guy?
Who's the actor?
Fuck, I can see him in front of me. I don't remember his name.
He was fantastic.
We'll find out.
He was a great villain. Like, Ranger villain. Like, he fit right in.
So, we're gonna jump right into the movie. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. On DVD. Because apparently nobody else has this. Good old 20th Century Fox logo. Wonder why they never upgraded to 21st Century Fox.
And hey. Hit the Red Hot Chili Peppers music.
So we thank you all for tuning in. Hope you enjoy.
My question was this: when these guys being teenagers, where did they get the money to do all these cool things?
I know, like, right? That was all. Even as a little kid, I was like, "Wow, these guys are like rich."
It wasn't a news corporation company. It wasn't even that. Like, they weren't really like to me when I was a kid. Like. Teenagers were full-fledged adults. Like, as Power Rangers. Because that's what they were. They were actually in their 20s.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. The
Tommy
Star Wars opening sequence.
Is this movie canon?
I don't believe it actually is, because we never see that pig guy. We never see that pig guy again.
Yeah. They changed the story for the TV show of how they got the powers with the ninja coins.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They redid this story, like, in season 3. Just without Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
And the Tango Warriors.
This was actually, Zack, the original Black Ranger, his biggest regret was not doing this movie.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, it's like, I understand. This movie still did pretty decent in the box office.
But you think of it also had to compete with, like...
Even though Matt's favorite Ranger, Rocky, was
oh God, I'm right. You know what's funny is as a kid I completely like blocked that out from my mind. Like I never realized until recently that this isn't of course. Yeah, who's the first guy that pops up on screen? Who would be the first fucking guy?
Does Angel Grove just allow anyone to skydive?
Does Angel Grove always gotta like give them the color coded
what the fuck do they need to skydive for? They jump out of the air all the time.
Cause it's 90s, man. We gotta be extreme. Just look at Skull's helmet.
Skull's helmet looks like every popsicle I ever got from the ice cream.
Exactly.
Damn, Kimberly looking good.
I also... Go.
What's with the Seinfeld music?
That chili is peppers, legit please. Seinfeld.
No, Chili Peppers.
The Chili Peppers? Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. I love how casually they were just like, guys almost died.
Did they actually fly out of the airplane, or was this CG, or was this like green screen, or stunt doubles? I feel like Jason David Frank actually dove out of the fucking plane.
It actually kind of looks...
I think they all did it.
Like, yeah, legit. It actually kind of looks real.
Jason David Frank definitely did it because he...
I like that his helmet doesn't fit.
He did it on a snowboard.
Yo, badass. Who fucking skydives on a snowboard?
Also, shout out Tommy. To the fact that Vulcan's skull literally almost jumped out of a plane without parachutes.
I thought Vulcan's skull jumped out with one parachute.
I think what
is it? Is it debatable that this might be the best Power Rangers movie out of the trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
That's
close.
Yeah.
It's
not close. Saying much though.
And it's not even canon.
Yeah, it's not technically canon.
The other fucking two are.
It's kind of unfortunate. Yeah, I know. Turbo has the unfortunate.
Turbo and 2017 are legit. Like 2017.
Well,
all
2017's
it, dude,
not
well, 2017,
tied in with
all
the
show. It is. It's canon at the same time, but it's also just a new set of Rangers, just like every other Sentai series. It's just an American set of Rangers.
Yeah.
Just happens to have the same name. That's it. I'm sorry. There's too many similarities.
Jason Lee Scott. Yeah. Tommy Oliver.
Tommy Oliver. Like. Okay, that's
okay. That look. Yeah, that was fake. Yeah. Okay, this part is fake.
I wouldn't know in 90 fucking 6 or whatever this came out. 94, 95.
95.
But that, like, particular part, like, these shots actually look a little bit, like, real.
This is a really cool...
I gotta ask...
This is a really cool intro.
Next time... Next time we're at Comic-Con, Jason David Frank, I gotta ask him, did you actually jump out of the plane?
I mean, we could probably find out on the internet if it actually...
I wanted to hear it from him. Okay, I just want to point out,
Angel
just on a side
kinda,
note...
Angel Grove kind of looks like San Diego or like Seattle right here.
Angel Grove had exponential growth over than a year.
Dude, Angel Grove looks like the town from Twilight in the 2017 movie. Fucking San Diego and Japan mixed in with some desert at some point.
The kid wearing a Jordan hat.
Did anybody get the square foot?
That weird space needle looking thing.
This kid was cooler than Justin.
Yo, Billy's the fucking man, bro. You see the IMDb building in the background? Or is that IBM, I think, maybe? I couldn't see.
Way to go, Rocky.
How you
This was like, okay, I think this was like a fundraiser type thing.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Oh, it is.
Does he see like the firemen and the police are like sponsored or something like that? Oh, foreshadowing with the comet right there.
How did nobody pick up on that these were the Power Rangers by these outfits alone?
Like, you happen to notice that, like...
You guys have it all in green, blue?
These six kids have, like, the same color outfits as...
Nah, this kid was cooler than Justin, I thought.
No, I fucking hate this kid. Actually, it's not as much as the kid. I think I hate fucking everything about the parent and father. To son fucking... The whole thing bothers me.
I just hate that it's forced that you have to have some little kid thing in the movie. Like, I just find it unnecessary.
Dude, you know what's weird? I know it's in DVD, but... And... Compared to the TV show, like... I'm actually feel like I'm looking at the characters in a whole new... Like, a visual. I know it's shot differently, but it just seems... It doesn't seem like the same kids I'm watching on the TV show. A little bit. But as for a DVD upscale, I think this is terrible, actually.
It's not... I'm not even sure it's upscale. Yeah, jeez, that was quick.
Totally, the soundtrack for this movie was good.
Yeah.
Dude, Angel Grove's fucking huge, bro.
The 90s, bruh.
I think this was actually shot in Australia. There is no one that can do a front flip with fucking rollerblades and make it.
Rocky can, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
How about this? Come on.
Backward step.
Well, hey, at least they're wearing their helmets, guys.
And knee pads.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I like how this is shot compared to fucking...
I love how none of these construction workers are paying any mind... If this was actually like Brooklyn or something, they'd be like cursed out, probably shot at.
Why is that guy shirtless? But do you understand what I'm saying though? Like, I grant that I get it's a movie and it's shot differently, but doesn't it just? I don't feel like I'm watching an episode of Power Rangers. Watching this, you guys get what I'm saying or no?
I mean, it feels like a stretched out episode to me.
But I mean, like visual wise, it's not. It doesn't seem like the cheap Saban. You know,
well, because it's not.
That's what I'm saying. It's just it's not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Like I've seen these guys on the big screen. Like that was a Scotty. That was a big fucking thing when I was a kid.
Vulcan and Skull probably feel like two of the luckiest bastards on the face of the planet.
Yeah, right.
Fuck me, man. They are.
I mean, they outlasted the Rangers.
Why? Did, okay.
Yeah, they did.
Why did they go? Why did they go and see this thing? Like, shouldn't they have noticed it while they were taking the dirt off it? But, like, now everybody notices it?
What in the world is this? That's a leftover prop from Ghostbusters, guy.
It's the blob. Literally. Let's get a crane in here. Yeah, because, you know, some ancient-looking, encrypted...
Okay, first of all, if Angel Grove is aware of the Power Rangers, shouldn't they have contacted them somehow, some way before any of this?
They don't have a way to contact the Rangers.
Yeah, they don't have a way to contact the Rangers.
Yeah, but the news reports always did in the show. Well, they didn't contact
the Rangers. The Rangers just happened to see it.
News.
I forgot that it was, like, caught in, like, a little claw.
That makes it even more badass. Yeah. What do you think
it is? Makes it very He-Man.
It's a fucking egg, bro. How fucking stupid are you? What do you think it is?
It's an egg in a hand, bruh. Guy.
It's got that Ghostbusters...
It literally is a Ghostbuster special effect. Like, not even altered in, like, any way.
This shot looked like Epcot for a minute.
It kind of, yeah.
Oh, the Morpher sounds different, too. The beep.
Yeah, it did. I never noticed that, actually, that it was totally different.
What's up, Alpha?
Rangers, Zordon needs you in the command center. It's urgent.
Thank God Ralph has the same voice.
Yeah. Thank God.
Oh.
Even that was cool, man. Look at that.
I mean, it's cooler looking, but I like the sound effect.
Look at the suit. Look at Manson. It looks like it's fucking stories.
It looks like something taken out of Star Wars Episode 1.
I like this command center.
Joe, my thing was this. Why did they just use this as the command center after... why did they just use this as a set for the command center after the movie?
I think because 20th Century Fox owned the prop and didn't allow them to use it.
Yeah, they probably weren't allowed.
And for all we know, this is just another room inside the fucking command center.
Yeah, that would probably be the argument. Even Zordon looks like a Ghostbuster freaking thing.
It looks so weird to me after watching the TV show with all of them and then watching the movie. I'm sorry, I can't get over the difference in how it's shot.
Yeah. Rocky always wearing plaid still, though. But now the
chamber has been accidentally uncovered. Who's voicing Zordon?
I want to say it's the same as the show, yeah. Sounds just with like less distortion.
Thank God Alpha's the same.
He's redesigned, actually. I mean, the voice is the same.
He's redesigned, but at least the voice is the same.
I kind of don't like his redesign. It's not vastly different, but it's just weird. How much are they paying? $10 an hour, guy?
This could have been a three-part episode.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this feels like. It actually feels like a theatrical, like, three-part episode release. Like they did with the Clone Wars. Yeah, here we go.
This is no ordinary egg. Well, I say we
hard boil that thing. Zed sounds.
Are they still dubbing Rita?
Oh, I forgot about this pig dude. Hey,
yeah, they are still dubbing Rita. Yep.
Take a look at this. No need to wake him. In fact, why don't you take a little nap yourself?
Why does Zed look so much more jacked?
He is like on steroids.
Why does Zed? Sound like,
Goldar's face is fucking weird.
Why does Zed sound like Darth Vader's brother?
Look at the brain moving, I never noticed that.
Oh my god, the brain is moving, that's cool. I never noticed that either.
It's like Super Zed.
Yeah, right? he must have talked to Shredder. And a shout out to the pig guy that we'll never see again in anything ever.
Goldar's eyes were never that bright.
Yeah, what's with random pig guy?
Yeah, it's weird.
Might have just been a monster that Finster created? I don't know.
But Finster never appears in this.
Yeah, Finster is a business.
Zed also created monsters. So
neither is Squat or Babu.
It's the Blob.
It's the slime from Ghostbusters 2, yeah, yeah. The negative slime. Okay, so it is still Zed's voice actor.
Yo, low key, Matt was his first. Right, hold on.
That was
what? Oh, good point.
What do you want me to do?
The Xbox controller. No. Oh, hit B.
B?
Yeah, I don't know, it's different like that. Yeah, okay. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was thinking about this when I was watching the wedding episode. I'm 100% sure that Lord Zed made domestic abuse cool before it was popular with Rita. Because all they did was literally fucking berate each other.
Yeah.
And fucking talk shit. Just like him and Goldar. Like, it was kind of, it's kind of like a Harley Quinn and Joker, but not as bad. It's just, again, she's like, what is it? And he's like, shut your fucking mouth. Like, don't talk, woman. That's kind of what Zed's fucking point is. But do we know where does this take place in the timeline after they're married and before season 3?
Yeah, I feel like this is like right smack dab in like
season 2.
I feel like middle this takes place 2, like, yeah, literally right at the end of season 2. Like,
yeah, I think so. I mean, this definitely came out before season 3 because season 3 redid the whole Tango Warrior ninja coin thing.
Lame.
So it's definitely before it.
Ninja!
Yeah.
This guy's great, man.
Yeah.
Top 10 villains, yeah, no doubt, is Ivan Ooze on the list.
No doubt.
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Big time, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ooze is back.
He's so handsome.
Why, thank you. I am Lord Zed, sworn enemy of all that is good and decent. It is a supreme honor to finally meet you.
How can I ever repay you?
Do you recall the name Zordon of Eldar?
At least they kept the Eldar thing.
When was Eldar ever mentioned in the TV show?
It's mentioned in space.
Okay.
Yes.
It was like not in the first 2 seasons.
No. Season 3, I think, drops it, but
I want you to destroy Zordon so that my evil may once again reign supreme. I will not.
So Eldar becomes canon, at least.
So it is canon. Fuck.
Only
it's
that.
All canon.
A real man.
He's literally like Super Zed, like Jason X.
Yeah.
Jason X Zed, dude. Literally.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about the pig guy, the wannabe Bebop.
That's what
yeah,
was talking about.
Yeah, he literally, they stole Bebop from the Ninja Turtles movies.
They stole a lot of ideas, man. The Ghostbusters 2's thing with the slime,
yeah,
and the electricity.
Literally the whole plot of this movie.
How the hell does this guy know what teenagers smell like?
That is a good question.
I love this scene.
Tenga time?
Let's take a look up there.
You guys could have just teleported up.
Shout
there.
Out to the fact that we are only 15 minutes into the movie and we're already at Ranger stuff. Meanwhile, it took fucking
how many hours in Turbo? Or fucking, I will say 2017.
Yeah.
What are you kids doing here?
You haven't by any chance seen a morphological beam lurking around here?
Shout out to the crap top.
Morphological beam. Yeah. What the heck is that?
Why is Kim looking so fucking sexy?
Looks something like this.
Yes, she is.
Oh shit!
I mean, what was the point of him disguising himself anyway?
If he attacked him from behind, it would have been funnier. I mean,
and the Galacticus beard, globally reviled, universally despised. They call me Ivan Ooze.
That's like the worst porn name ever.
Right back where you came from.
Shut up, Brad.
Dude, all I keep thinking is, if Jason was in this movie,
this would be
shit
so
would go down.
This would be so better.
Him and Tommy would fuck shit up.
Really?
Oh, for Tommy.
We're the Power Rangers.
Woo! Where's my
Power Rangers.
Falcon Zord does kick ass in this movie. Don't forget it.
It also doubles as a train track.
It's true. Meet my
kids. Matt, these birds are canon too.
Well, the yeah, but their origin is different in the show.
Oh, these aren't the birds yet. These are the,
Oh, yeah, these... Oh, yeah.
Oozoids, dude.
Yeah. From this moment forth, the world as you know it shall cease to exist.
Welcome to my nightmare. That's a great fucking line, man.
You stole that from Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper is so welcome to my nightmare. Welcome to my
Looks like there's plenty of room down there. Go, guys! The fucking zombie man is so great.
Guys, there's nobody around. Why don't you morph?
Tommy, like, legit punches people. Like, the putties and the fucking bones. He's so good, man. Damn, that was some Green Ranger shit.
But, oh my god, I forgot about the music.
Scotty, who is this?
Oh, Adam. The world didn't deserve you during this
era. You don't like Adam?
I love Adam. But fucking, he's treated like such a
Adam
joke.
Adam should have been the Red Ranger.
Yeah, that would have been way better.
Yo, Aisha got some fucking moves, man. Billy's cheap.
Yeah, Billy's just like...
Billy's
actual character
Billy,
growth.
Notice how they took Billy totally out of the nerd element. He doesn't wear his glasses in the movie, and he's got like this like mountain gear now.
Yeah.
Well, dude, is Billy second in command to Tommy?
I would say so, because he's
like how Jason
the most
was kind of
veteran like
well,
Ranger.
It was basically Jason and Tommy, then Tommy and Jason, and now Tommy and Billy.
I would say Kimberly is.
Kimberly's not second. No.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Yeah, alright, let's go. Fucking back.
Yo, is Rocky fighting in Tim's?
Rocky just got decked.
Yo, Rocky's fighting in Tim's, bro.
He is.
Shout out to the fact that Tommy is fighting in white and his clothes are still
fucking
relative.
Adam, man. I feel so bad for him.
God.
Dude, this is the shit. This fucking scene.
Don't worry, you'll get to voice a lot of anime characters.
Morph it, Tom.
One of the best morphing sequences ever.
Oh, let's do it, guys.
Right? Morphin' time. Yeah.
I have that morphin'.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Billy still didn't get enthusiastic, man.
No. I feel like he's not good with close-ups.
I want the Mastodon morph. That shit's lit.
Yeah. I always like the Mastodon helmet.
The thing about Zach Trini and fucking Jason, bro... They would have went all in on this intro.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to the fact that it's not Ron Wasserman. It's kind of unfortunate.
I love these suits.
Yeah, the suits are great. One of the best, like, Hollywood redesigns of something. Red Ranger's helmet looks a little weird. Like, it's very...
I don't think they have the snaps.
It's more bulbous.
Well, these are actually technically called, like, as for the toy lines, the metallic suits.
Joe, I don't think they have the snaps.
No,
I don't. Yeah, I don't think so.
But no, on the toy line, it was the metallic suits.
Yeah, that's what
metallic.
Oh,
yeah,
metallic suits, and they had the...
Well, it was like the metallic... It was kind of like how the Beetleborgs went metallic also. It had an upgrade.
Dude, who's this going to enter the command center?
I like that he just sort of knows where it is.
Zordon knows. He knows. Look at those eyes.
He's like, shit.
He's like, oh, shit. I should have installed, like, defense weapons or something.
Hey, fancy schmancy. I guess if you invest your money well over 60 centuries...
Was that a fourth wall break to the producers of the movie?
Yep. Dude, Ivan Ooze is definitely the Deadpool of the fucking Power Rangers franchise.
How badass is this guy, dude?
You tried, Alpha. You tried.
You're still picking on creatures smaller than yourself.
Put us on it, Zing. They called him Zing.
Oh, it's the viewing globe.
Or maybe not that. But... Me aware in that depth like this to this trash. You any idea what it's like to be locked up in a rotten egg for 6,000 years? I imagine. Not to mention, I've had a Charlie horse since the Renaissance.
You won't kill me with this ooze.
You robbed me of my prime. I was the supreme ruler of the most foul empire in the universe. And now, it's time to pay the piper.
What? When did he become Willy Wonka?
Kids watching this have no fucking idea what that is. How would he know
that? I mean, I guess he had basic cable.
Well, I guess you know why they didn't use this set for the command center.
They rebuilt it just to destroy it. Oh, all our budget just went out the
window. I wonder
why
he didn't finish the job.
Well, he does. They just cut away from him.
They just cut it, because
No. I'm talking about Zordon's actual death.
Because Zordon's sitting.
Zordon was dying.
Zordon looks like freaking Marlon Brando in the island of Dr. Moreau. Literally. He's dying.
I was telling Matt the other day that the actual Ranger suits for Kimberly and Aisha are in Disney World on display, Scotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios. It's fucking sweet.
Also known as flashlights.
So why did Aisha use this in TV show?
It's the I told you the
only time they ever used.
Hold on, Matt, pause it for a second. That's actual legit. Even the new releases for the anniversary have the original suits and the metallic suits. The metallic suits are like a full-fledged upgrade. They only need it in dire situation, which I guess is now. That's according to what it says on basically the box art and shit.
Mm.
So you actually, Matt, when I get the shipment order, you're going to see like the original series. I think you're going to see the metallic series.
Uh-huh.
And you ever noticed when you got the toys for these, they were all chromed out?
Yeah, I had a few. Yeah, I had Adam, Rocky, and Aisha. I had yellow as well.
So, yeah, the metallic suits, man, are fucking just... play it.
But of course, at the time, for some reason as a kid, I never realized that Rocky was not Jason. I don't know why.
Bro, if Jason was in this movie would be like a million
so much
times
better.
Even better.
Dude, Zach too, man.
Yeah.
Zach would have been the comic relief, like, to the T. What is that?
Shout out to Cyclops Red Ranger.
Cyclops,
yeah, really? So.
Yeah.
Rocky tracking system, power. I don't know what this purple creature made of, but I can't lock him down. Alright, stay alert. Dude, I want Rocky's fucking visor helmet. Like, that shit looks sweet. Let's
power up! Right. You're already powered up.
You're already powered up. Where's Saba, damn it?
He's coming.
Yeah, he does pull it out at some point. Nice kick there.
Now, apparently, I heard from a couple sources that, like, Jason David Frank and a couple of other, like, Billy, actually fought in these suits while doing the scenes. They weren't stunt doubles.
That is cool. Also, shout out to the fact that Saab is not even, like, attached to his costume.
Saying, Saab is not even attached to
his costume. Yeah. They do. Never mind. I was gonna say they don't have holsters. They actually do.
Well, they do. Tommy doesn't.
Yeah, Tommy doesn't have holsters.
I feel like they should have used the blasters, just even in the TV show, more frequent. Dude, even the McDonald's toys were so fucking cool for this movie.
What was that?
The McDonald's toys.
Oh, yeah. I had those, too. I had
still
Billy.
I saw the Falcon toys somewhere.
Yeah.
I had Billy and Rocky of those. I think yellow, too.
Rocky's just do a split. Yeah.
There you go, Adam. That was a very Beetleborgs, like...
That was fucking straight up, That Roger
like,
Rabbit.
That was like Looney Tunes. Like,
dude, okay, that's what that was. It was a grappling hook in the Loyal Subjects toy that I got with Billy.
Yep.
I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was that came with it. It was a grappling hook.
That was a grappling hook.
That, I don't know how that happened.
That's unfortunate.
Third act of Thunder Whip?
Thunder Whip.
That's actually one problem I have with that toy line, Matt.
Where's the power subjects, bow, damn it?
Is that they should have been the Ninja Zords, not the regular Dino Zords.
What?
In the toy line for the Loyal Subjects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
Yo, where's the power bow, power lance, and you're getting all this other new stuff here?
That you will never see again, ever.
Interesting about that, Scotty, because even in the toy line, they were excluded from it.
Yeah.
Even in the new re-release of those figures, they're still excluded from it.
Yeah.
So I think it's like more high-tech gear than actual weapons.
Yeah, in the toy line, I remember having the toys, like they had their normal-looking blasters.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't have any... The only weapons they have are Billy's grappling hook, Kimberly's lasso, Aisha's flashlights, and Rocky's vision, and Adam, whatever the fuck Adam has.
I just always felt like Billy was the heart and soul of the team. No matter what. Like,
he is, really.
Yeah, I mean, Rangers
but
really
he's always checking
the
on the other Rangers, dude.
They're Saba.
Yeah. I want you guys to meet Saba.
Yeah, Saba.
Saba gives zero fucks about murder.
Oh, that was...
Why are they powering down again?
Zordon died.
Yeah, because for some reason in the movie they attach like their powers to like Zordon, which was never established.
It is. No. There's a throwaway line about the morphing grid between Zed and Zordon that once it goes down, then the Rangers would... Put it this way.
Zordon isn't the morphing grid.
No, but they have such a connection that they wouldn't lose their costumes, but they would lose their powers. Like, their powers... There's one episode that explained it. Let's get it open. Yeah, it's one episode.
No, but the one when Rita, when they had to bring back the Green Ranger, that was because they turned the power coins in.
Yeah,
there's a later episode in season two that dives a little bit more into that they can't use their powers unless Zordon. It was something really fucking specific. We'll figure it out in a later discussion.
What's happening to him? Outside of his time warp. He's dying. He needs power.
Oh, look, it's Darth Vader without his hands.
Powder. Literally.
Hey, Billy Ghost, he's outside of his time warp. He's dying.
I'm afraid that is...
What if you got him out of the time warp to begin with?
Then he would die. That's why he needs to be in the tube.
So, no, but I'm saying, though, he was trapped in the Time Warp. Why can't, like, reverse that? Then what would he be? You get what I'm saying? Like a Doctor Strange kind of thing?
Well, yeah, but if they... Obviously, he wouldn't need the tube if they could do that.
Now, statistically, wouldn't this have just been easier? Zordon died now, or did Andros have to kill him?
Andros had to kill him.
Yeah, Andros had to kill him, because his tube or whatever was being, like, corrupted.
Yeah, but once he died, shouldn't Zed and Rita go back to normal?
They did go back to normal.
I know, I mean in this.
Well, he didn't unleash
He's
like
not
that.
Dead.
That
he doesn't
wave.
Die, but I'm saying like
he didn't unleash like that wave thing of like energy. Are you okay? And again, this movie's not canon.
It is canon, man.
It's we not
will,
canon.
We will find it to be
it
canon.
It's not canon.
Thanos
Thanos
is not
good.
You remember
Thanos? The Xeno warrior, not princess.
Dude, we actually thought it was Xena.
Because she actually looks like Xena. How can we get it? Like, she legit looks like the actress, with different color hair.
Fucking Rocky's the only one concerned about that. How do we get back Alpha?
One of the only smart things Rocky will probably ever say.
I mean, Rocky's mind, Rocky's second in command. Don't forget about it.
Oh, God.
Only in Rocky's mind.
Only in his mind.
Because he's the Red Ranger.
Because, yeah.
He didn't take being demoted to the blue Zeo Ranger too long.
Yeah, right? Yeah, technically Adam is a second in command. Well, no, Jason when he came along.
Jason was just kind of a sixth ranger, dude.
Tommy was still leader.
I mean, yeah, but Jason came in and was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Red Ranger's always leader.
But Zordon never said Jason was the leader of the power team once he got the Gold Ranger powers. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yo, Zordon, fucking Zed got some upgrades.
Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to the set. That's actually really cool looking.
Is that Dungeons and Dragons?
It does, yeah. It looks like a Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That actually is an exact shot of, like, the main, where they look out the window. That's actually cool.
That is cool.
Domestic abuse in the 95. Yeah.
Good old family domestic.
I think circumstances force us to choose a new leader. And I pick... me.
Dude, I want Boom Studios to make a comic between the two of them.
Yeah, they should. They actually really should.
Of course, Goldar and the pink guy freaking double jump.
Bebop.
He's like, no one sits in my chair.
Interesting that Zed's magic doesn't work on him. But it is the magic that freed him.
Well, it didn't hurt him. I guess it's really...
Yeah, I guess.
Now you have a choice. You either serve me, or you can join these insufferable dingo dogs.
Where the fuck are Baboon Squad?
Yeah, and Finster.
They're in another part of the chamber.
No, we never liked those dingo dogs in the first place.
Freaking Goldar's... So, disloyal ass.
What are we going to do about the power?
I just realized the pig has a monocle.
Yeah, he does. And armor.
It's not like Pudgy Piggy, but like Digivolve, right?
That'd be cool if that was like what he's supposed to be.
Tango's.
That was a good distance. Alright, props on this. This is actually kind of cool. That CG is fun.
Yeah, that is 90s as well.
I'm gonna throw that Pudgy Pig theory into existence. He's legit a Pudgy Pig. His stomach is hanging out of his armor.
Where's the Tangas?
How are you gonna say the movie's not canon and they're fucking in the movie?
Because the Tangas are a product of Rito Repulsa.
I didn't know that.
Rita brought him as a gift for Zed's wedding or whatever.
Hey, dude, I'm just messing with you. Clearly, yeah. I know it's not canon.
Yeah,
but
no, but that,
it's just
that's
fun to
where
point
it's
out
established.
The,
yeah.
It's just fun to point out the similarities.
Yeah, that's weird that that is something that they kept. Like from the
I
book.
Feel like that's a story weird. They never even should have done. Like, when they brought season 3 began, the Rangers already should have had Falcon Zord and all that.
Yeah.
You didn't need Ninjor, dude.
The movie should be canon.
Everyone
saw
it.
Should be canon.
Every kid saw the fucking movie.
Exactly.
And I think what happened was...
Yeah.
Is that the movie... Somehow, I don't know if it was internationally, something bombed about it. And story-wise, they thought it would fit better to redo the story in an episode.
Yeah. I don't think they profited it the way they hoped.
Well, you know, they had to do the KKK Rangers.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? Some of those are fucking amazing. Not the KKK part, but literally the white ninja power.
Also, Aisha is sponsored by Nike.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
A cool-ass monster that we will never get to see.
It's a Bulba, literally.
Oh my god, dude.
I think the question is, what was it?
It's the same thing that Rita's tits are made
out. I would like to know that as well, Billy. Like, what is it? Yeah, it is.
Is that the original command center?
Yeah, right?
Matt, I'm just going to berate throughout the whole podcast why this is canon.
No, go ahead. It should be canon. It's weird. It's really weird.
Come on, Thanos, man, look at this planet. fucking amazing.
Especially with how much they kept so many things.
It would have been so much cooler if that was actually Andros in the robe.
So I think Saban even... I think they established... I think they said publicly that it's not canon, but still...
Yeah, they did.
It's like... Why even make the
movie
then?
That's how I know it's not canon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's strange. I'm going to recruit the parents of Angel. Especially considering how many aspects of the movie they kept.
Why did they use this pig guy instead of using Spencer and all the other...
That's so weird.
You could tell they rebuilt Goldar's suit, though, so it's a pig one.
Yeah.
The pig one might have just been an extra one, because we're dealing with Saban here. The cheapest, richest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he got his wings back.
Goldar had his wings back for after season 2. That's
I thought Zed took him away halfway
through. No, he gave him back to him.
He did give him back to him in the first episode. Yeah. I thought he took him away later on.
I think in season 3 he might lose them again or something. I don't remember.
Yo, you see Ivan Ooze? What is it with the 90s and Ooze?
Yeah, the 90s was a weird time.
Nickelodeon, Slime, Ivan Ooze, Gak.
Ghostbusters, well that's really 80s, really.
89, yeah. So I mean it was close enough
to 90s. Yeah, very close to 90s.
Yo, you see that Ivan Ooze is wearing the Cruiserweight belt?
I've been staring at that this entire time. That he legit has, like...
What is it with Cyborg Bebop?
I know. He's literally... It's like Ninja Turtles called. They want their bad guy back.
Beborg.
That's canon, apparently.
Yeah, that should be canon.
Fucking Ninja Turtles in space, bro.
Kimberly's outfit is canon.
Kimberly? Yo, when she climbs up those rocks, those ass shots are nice. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna front. Tommy, make your move right now. This is it.
Subconsciously, Tommy's long hair might have been the inspiration for me to grow my hair. I don't actually know.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, like, I don't actually know. I can't prove it.
Actually, mine was consciously.
Him and Gambit. Okay. Literally.
Oh, yeah, Gambit. Yeah. But I seriously think Tommy, like, subconsciously influenced me as a child and was just like, okay, yeah, I gotta do this.
Yeah, dude, I had long hair at one point when I was a kid, but again, that was Hanson. That was the shit to do.
Looks like...
I can't tell if this is green screen or not.
It's some things from Wizard of Oz.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to think of... I had a joke, and I was like, I can't think of what I'm referencing. That is absolutely what it is.
Why are the Tengas so much more devastating looking here? Because these Tengas are imbued by Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
See, they should have...
Ivan Ooze said earlier that he doesn't give a fuck about the production company's money.
He really doesn't.
They should have introduced Rito in this.
Yeah.
Instead of the pig.
Instead of Bebop.
Rito and then Goldar in this.
Fucking A, Billy.
You know the funny thing about Morphin? What's that? You don't appreciate it because you can't do it anymore.
That line was not needed, Billy.
It really wasn't. Save your lady, Tommy. Your bubby's getting away.
Yo, that foot was copping a feel.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks, Adam.
Of course, Kimberly's leg didn't break.
Yeah, right? She fell from
quite a height.
They
lost their powers.
Hey, hello, not Xena.
Maya. It's the original Maya.
Yeah. And Maya was just
it's actually Wonder Woman's mom.
Power Ranger version Gaia. Of that
Yo,
chick.
Yo, Loki, I think it might be... Is that the same actors?
Of what?
Scotty.
What?
Is that Wonder Woman's mom?
I have no idea.
It's probably not, but...
I don't know. I don't
but
think
oh my god!
But didn't you look up who the actress was? I thought you did.
I did, but there was nothing notable that I recall.
Yeah, right. I feel like we would notice or remember that, like, she was like a Wonder Woman thing.
Yo, she's fucking hot.
So weird how like uncanny.
They
should
have introduced
like
the
Zena.
Galactic Swords here. Like, just had them there.
That was amazing. Saban hadn't thought that far ahead.
Fucking Brocky, don't even.
That sexual harassment guy is gonna take you to court.
We were told there was a great power here.
You're now viral on Instagram and Facebook.
The ground is littered with the bones of those who have tried for it and failed.
Alpha literally sent them to their death.
Yeah.
from that fail.
I mean, that has to hurt. They're literally on rocks.
Dude, she literally just fucked Tommy.
We don't want any trouble. Our leader's Zordon got
Zordon!
Did you say Zordon? You know Zordon? Who are you?
You know Thor.
I am Dosia.
Dosia.
Master warrior.
Lucia, Gaia, same shit.
Sounds like a very good like tequila made drink.
Cosmic being named Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze is free?
You've heard of him?
Ivan Ooze is a monster. If we don't hurry, your planet is doomed.
How is this shit not canon with Hercules?
Yeah, it's legit like a leftover Hercules character. Man, I love that show. What's that show? It's on Netflix, I think, still.
Yo, say what you will, but the beach on Thanos right here is fucking sweet. Look at this rock.
It's painful as fuck, considering all the slapping around.
It's like Clash of the Titans, bro.
Except, honestly, better.
Dude, look at all the purple Zeo crystals.
Yeah. You need to
rest. Literally the Zeo crystals.
Literally the crystals.
So they went searching for the Zeo crystals and they wanted to come answer.
I like that Zordon developed like an accent now.
Please hurry. Why is Zordon wearing a blanket? We know he has an actual body because they show him run. This is funny.
When did he have time to make advertisement and labels?
Yeah, right. He's just got money.
Again, he's wearing the cruiserweight belt.
He legit has a belt now, like a legit wrestling belt.
He literally stole Kevin Nash's gimmick. It's Oz.
You may have heard the phrase that looks can be deceiving. I'm sure that when you've tried it, you all will be believing. And did I mention? It's free.
I'll take some.
There you go.
Right. Scotty, low key. If this guy was actually in WCW, this shit would have worked.
Oh, yeah, bro. I want some old man's weird goop.
Look at the Nickelodeon fucking logo in the giant back.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
I don't know if that was by accident.
No, that's what I was pointing out earlier. It says Ryan's Comet on it.
Oh, does it say Nickelodeon?
Yeah, so it's literally, like, foreshadowing the comet, which is funny, because nobody noticed it, I guess.
So won't last much longer. Why are you guys walking, like, fucking 30 steps a...
Yeah, I know. And we're still
everybody's
walking.
Favorite Halo map.
Yeah.
This is the
it's where they fought
set.
The ring wraiths in Lord of the Rings.
This is a hell of a set.
This is literally Tatooine from Star Wars, dude.
This is where Frodo got stabbed.
By the spider?
I didn't realize.
No, by the ring wraiths.
No, dude, I didn't realize as a kid they were looking at a fucking cannon. Yeah.
The planet has a dick and it's a wreck.
No one has ever survived an attempt to reach it. Then how can we?
Good question, Aisha.
You were chosen by Zordon. I have faith in his...
I want to know more about his importance.
Can you help us?
Yeah, we'll never truly know. I mean, maybe in the comics.
We will call upon the sacred animals of the Ninjeti for help.
I didn't even know they said Ninjeti.
They did say Ninjeti.
Fucking Ninjor, man.
No mention of Ninjor, though.
Maybe it's his ex.
That's unfortunate. That's why
they couldn't get this hot chick to forget.
Oh, look, it's a house I've delivered to when I used to deliver pizzas.
And there were four doors, and I don't know which one they owe to.
Literally. What is this crap?
Of course,
that's the first thing he picks up.
All right.
And he goes, oh, let me open this up. Yeah.
Yo, low key, if I saw Nickelodeon Gak on my kitchen countertop, I'd go play with him.
Yeah, right? Literally Ghostbusters.
Literally.
Yo, did you see those M&M Keebler elf cookies in the bag?
I missed it.
Oh my god. What's up with this bitch? Whoa, you see this bitch?
What?
Look at the costume. The costume. This fucking attire.
Shaun of the Dead, dude.
Jeez.
You're telling me they all had the urge to just fucking... Nobody wants to throw this shit out?
Yeah, like every single adult in town just decided to touch ooze.
Look at the souped-up viewing lobe.
Yeah, right? It's got HD quality visuals.
Are you bored with your work? Are you bored with your life? Then come on down to Ooze City.
Zordon upgraded a cable. Oh, God.
Ivan's evil plot is taking shape.
I just hope they're not too late.
I can't tell if Zorna reminds me of
he literally has
Dumbledore or like fucking like Gandalf. Like I don't know what he's
powder, dude. I'm telling you.
Like I trust
him. No, he's freaking. He's Marlon Brando from The Island of Dr. Moreau, literally. Oh.
Huh.
Adam, you have the power of the frog.
She is legit just wearing a loincloth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's like nothing underneath it. Close your
eyes and look. But she fucking ripped though, bro. Ooh. She's looking better than any girl I ever fucked. If she could bestow the power of the Jedi, why couldn't she take it for herself?
Good question.
Here we go.
I had these costumes as for Halloween one year. Adam's looking at them like, are you like, fucking serious?
Fuck. Why does Rocky get the gorilla? It makes no sense. Gorillas are not red.
Did the white tigers or whatever get destroyed?
Yes. Okay. They got destroyed by Rito.
Rito.
Yeah, Rito.
I was gonna say, because Tommy, that fucking dragon sword and his white falcon sword is still around. Rocky,
yeah.
Powerful, smart. You are the mighty ape.
Everything totally that Jason meant for Jason, is, but yeah. Yeah, not you.
You are the wolf. Cunning and swift.
Okay.
Agile, Kimberly. Light as a feather. You are the cream.
The weakest fucking Zord.
I'm a frog.
Adam, what's wrong?
I'm a frog.
I don't blame you.
Literally, yes, like, everybody frog. Laughed when, in the movie theater. When
I did. My fucking mom laughed.
It's like, oh, gosh. I guess it's okay.
The falcon.
The falcon.
The Millennium Falcon.
Be in harmony with a sacred animal spirit is to
don't
have
forget our special KKK
gift. Yeah.
To those I'm sorry, I'll say that, but that is one of the most awkward morphing shots ever.
They literally look like the sect of the KKK that would be against everything. Like the LGBs. Like, they're against all of it.
The difference between Tommy's white ranger everything. Power... No, Tommy's white ranger power was a full-fledged mask.
White ranger power!
Yeah, white ranger power. At least they remembered to include the ranger.
The only thing that saved it is when he put their helmets in afterward.
Mm-hmm.
The helmet effect.
So these are sacred animals?
Yeah. Not dinosaurs that are actually ancient. No, animals that are
so why couldn't this chick be the one that took Zordon's spot after Zordon?
And why is she an owl?
What happened to the Thunder Megazord? They can't use those powers while at the command center.
They couldn't afford in the budget.
Yeah, I don't remember what the story reason.
That's what I'm gonna lean towards. Since the command center's gone, those powers are gone. They can't use the Thunder Megazord, so that's why they use the power of the Ninjetti to control the Ninja Megazord.
Ivan didn't want it in the budget.
I mean, we don't even know what Zords they would have even had. Like, maybe they would have still had the Dino Zord since.
No, this was after Rocky and Aisha, so they had the.
You're right.
Is that a bendy show?
I love the bendy show. Swim. How does he even know what that dance is?
Yeah, he was locked up for 5,000
years. I'm telling you, he had cable.
Fucking Goldar goes ballet.
I do like Goldar's.
Goldar is literally just a
you're telling me no police are noticing these illegal work enforcements?
Or this?
He calls him Tengu.
Tengu. Yeah, Tengu warrior.
How did you
fare? Excuse me.
Oh, God. One of them off a mountain, one into a raging river.
So, they'll all be destroyed.
Well,
destroy them.
What? You can kill them. You call yourself King of Warriors?
Wow, that's the first time I think in old Ranger lore that somebody actually said the word kill. You couldn't do that in those days.
Sticks? What did you say?
Sticks have a whistling sound?
Well, it was more like nails on a chalkboard.
Dalcia, that miserable, manipulating, loathsome she-devil of a witch. If she leads them to the great power, everything will be ruined.
Do you want us to take another whack at it?
How about taking another quack at it?
There we go.
No time to waste.
So, maybe Rito made new ones?
That's why they were Tengu's.
Tengu.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Meanwhile, in a reused Peter Jackson.
I think that was literally a voice from Beetleborgs right there.
It legit sounded like one of the suit actors from the new Turtle movies. That's gonna be me when we're done with this.
Maybe I'm stupid, but behind them it's dark, in front of them it's light.
Yeah, it's front of them it's light. I guess it's like sun rising, I guess.
It's time.
Hey, dude, it's only been like a couple hours.
Guys, you just said you need to hurry and Zordon needs you.
Yeah, right.
You're
gonna wait until the freaking... casually walking.
They wait until it was sun.
Wait until the sun comes up. I mean...
Jurassic World? Jurassic Park?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Just Stegosaurus. What? This whole scene, really, is literally Jurassic Park.
That's another thing. How are these, like, particular animals, specifically, like, something that somebody from this planet has any power that's, like, connected to?
If they have these powers now, why isn't Zordon fixed? If the powers are tied to...
Because those aren't the... I don't know.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
I don't know.
Shout out to the discount Home Depot of S.
Don't forget your Air Jordans, boys.
This guy's got Jordan all over him. T-shirt, hat, fucking...
Shoes. He's got the sneakers, too, man. He's either got those or Airwalks, dude.
Dad, you're supposed to be a firefighter, not downgraded.
Dad, you're supposed
labor.
To be a builder.
It's me, Fred.
Dad, you're a Republican.
Dude, I forgot to tell Vinny about that shit last night. Scotty, we had this hold on, pause this.
Yeah.
So, side note.
Should we
We're sitting
this
here. We're about to play, like, Super Smash Bros. Or something. The fucking door starts knocking. We're like, what the fuck? It's, like, mad late. And this woman shows up to the fucking door, and she goes, hi, can I speak with Vincent? I was like, Vincent, I'm like.
I literally thought they were Jehovah's Witnesses.
We're like, I was like, that's my brother. He's not even here. She's like, oh, well, we want to get his opinion on the election. I said, she's like, are you guys voting this year? I said, man, with all due respect, what election? She's like, oh, you're not familiar? Would you like me to explain? I was like, nah, bitch, get the hell out of my house. Like,
nah,
and she's like, oh, why aren't you voting? And I was like, what? Fucking weird, bro. And then they wouldn't leave. For like, literally, they were like, well, can we come in and talk to you? I'm like, and Matt's like,
40 for what? Town council?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Like,
they were like, we noticed that your brother's a Republican. I was like,
no,
or Democrat.
Democrat.
They were from the Democratic office, though.
Yeah, I was like, are you aware he's going to be voting for our side? I was like, well, let me get this straight. If I'm on Team Red, I'm going to vote on Team Red's side. If he's a Democrat, I don't know. I don't fucking care. But if he's a Democrat, I assume he's voting for your people. So why are you here? It was really fucking weird.
Are we leaving this in?
Yeah, no, they can listen to this. Because actually, I need a breather also. Because we're 53 minutes into this movie, and I still feel like nothing has happened yet.
Right. That's.
I disagree.
Really?
More has happened in this 53 minutes.
Oh, then
than has happened in the 53 minutes of the 2017.
No,
Power Rangers.
Yeah, you're right.
At least they morphed. At least the villain showed up, and at least.
At least
Zordon
we got Rangers
control and has a plan.
In the first 15 minutes.
Zordon has been taken out. Rita and Zed are taken out.
Listen to the description on the box. Power up with six incredible teens who outmaneuver and defeat evil everywhere as the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But this time the Power Rangers may have met their match when they face upon the most sinister monster in the galaxy has ever seen, Ivan Ooze. Unleashed upon the good citizens of Angel Grove after 6,000 years of imprisonment... That's just weird, because actually, if we're going to talk about timeline, Rita was in prison for 10,000, and he was only 6. Ivanhoe strips the powers of the Power Rangers and their leader, Zordon, of their powers. Now, the Power Rangers must journey to the distant planet to learn the secrets of the ancient Engedi. Only when they will become empowered with a force strong enough to restore their morphing ability and defeat their evil, the evil Ivanhoe. Join the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and their new Ninja Megazord as they fight to save Angel Grove and the world and the forces of evil. And on the front it says, only they can save our planet from evil.
My question is this. Mm-hmm. Why do they need Cyborg, Bebop, thin-ass Pudgy Pig when they could have brought King Sphinx back? I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
They could have just rebuilt the King Sphinx suit.
Ah, oh, that would have been so
missed opportunity, man.
That really is missed opportunity. I don't know. I guess they really just wanted to have that, you know, type of character in the movie. That all these
types of his name?
No, they have not. I don't even think they've said it.
No, it's never said. Literally, the only way you would know the name is either credits or the toy.
Maybe the end credit, yeah.
And the toy. Like, the toy and the credit. That's the only place where his name was, like, ever said.
All right, go for it.
Oh, I forgot that, like...
Wait a minute, so the same construction site that he was, those fucking things were
Yeah.
Okay, so these adults got more done than that entire fucking construction crew. That's how you know they're paid by the hour.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, Ivanhoe provides benefits, you know? We got a 401k.
Well, I mean, he does have a cruiserweight title, too.
He does.
Made billions off the ooze.
He pays well.
Isn't this technically slavery?
That's exactly what it is.
It's really not, because, I mean, he had the ooze and they voluntarily did it.
Did you hear what Kanye West said the other day? He goes, slavery was a choice. If that's the case, then Rosa Parks...
What he meant by that was it was kind of like an indoctrination where they were sort of like... Like that was the role that they were told is their purpose, and they just accepted it. Like, they didn't choose
to rebel. I was cracking up, because one comedian goes, did you hear that? I forget who it was. And he goes, if slavery was a choice, then Rosa Parks was a choice.
Oh, we just missed that. Adam literally dropped a Jurassic Park.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you did. Thank you, Adam. But, I mean, I understand what Kanye was trying, but anyway, it's not relevant. Billy, you should be friends with him. He looks like a Triceratops.
Billy, he looks like a Triceratops, Billy.
Just the rhino. What's the worst that happens? You get, okay, maybe a piercing tooth, but like, you get eaten?
You know, considering the fact that they just got powers, they're not doing anything powerful.
I don't think the ninja suits have any powers.
That'd be stupid.
They have some sort of powers. They have a power coin on them.
I mean, they got those suits via magic.
Oh, but to answer anybody's question on what would have happened if Rocky was in Forever Red, this is what he would have been suited up as.
Yeah, he would have been wearing the ninja outfit.
The ninjetti suit.
Yeah. Which would have been cool. That would have been really cool.
It would have been like Red Ninja Ranger or something like that.
He should have just handed his power coin to Jason, literally. Right, Matt?
Yeah, literally. I mean, anything. That would have been better than like an extra season.
Imagine Jason had the ninja power.
That'd be sick. I'd love that.
Jason would have punched the thing in his fucking face.
Yeah, he would have.
Jason and Tommy would have taken these things out already together. Yeah.
Jason literally is the only one doing anything.
Trini would have been afraid of heights. Fucking.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Rock.
You're real supportive.
Yeah,
Rocky.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, shut up.
Rocky was just knocked out. All of a sudden, he came to.
What a design flaw. We know Jason David Frank damn well did not improvise that line.
This is how Tommy decides he's going to become Dr. Oliver later on. From this scene.
That's funny.
In Dino Thunder.
That's totally right.
Wow, Billy, what an asshole.
I love how clean Tommy's outfit like still is.
Like, did you hear what Billy said?
No, I did not.
It's like, oh, all the fucking studying paid off for you. Or some shit like that.
And here we see
two of the best monsters that they've ever fought. Granted, they look like shit in CG, but two of the best monsters they ever fought.
Would have been cool if we got, like, the Phantom Ranger Andros in this here.
I'm not sure if that Sentai existed yet. I don't know.
They should have introduced a new Ranger. You have
completed my... They introduced a new bad guy. But
frankly, the best bad guy.
And Bebop. Yeah. You will return to the construction site and leap to your doom.
Bye-bye. Love that they're all wearing purple now.
I mean, it's alright, guys. They're wearing their helmets. They'll be fine.
Eventually, the pile would just get soft with bodies and you'd just be landing on people. Actually, the gears in the back kind of remind me of Finster's machines.
Totally. Literally.
I wonder if the Rangers even know that that pig exists.
Oh, did they ever meet him?
No, they literally don't interact at all.
This thing is fucking sweet, dude. This bee thing?
It's, what is that, Waspinator from Beast Wars?
Oh my god. Waspinator! That way fucking said it. And the other thing's fucking, just the Scorpion.
Scorponok.
Oh my god.
It's the guy's award, literally.
Yeah. I can't remember. Was it Waspinator or Buzzinator? I don't know.
Dude, what did we call Guyborg Zord the other day?
Guyzord.
No, me and Matt came up with something.
Oh my god, yeah.
The Kaizord. Was that it?
The Kaizor, yeah. No, the Kyborg.
The Kyborg.
Or something like that, yeah. Kaiju, yeah. Something like that. It was funnier at the time.
The only thing guarding the ancient power were these four rock creatures.
Was a Legends of the Hidden Temple unused set.
Where's Ninjor?
Ninja!
He should have been guarding the thing at least.
Yo, low-key, if Ninjor showed up and greeted them, I would have been like, eh.
At least not the power of ninja.
At least it would have made more sense than the way they introduced him in the freaking TV show.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Xena Warrior Princess was better than Ninja.
Yeah.
God. I mean, it doesn't hurt that she's attractive as hell.
Legends of the Hidden Borg.
You know what's harder than them getting their powers? The fucking Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Legends of the Hidden Zord, literally.
Freaking Aggro Crag.
Fucking dude, I was at an auction and somebody was selling a piece of the Aggro Crack as a fucking centerpiece for their coffee table. I was fucking dying. I was like, bro, I want that.
Yeah.
It was just a conversation. How'd you get that?
Did you hear like the fan theory that all Mech and Zordon know each other? I really like that. Like,
I believe it.
Yeah, I think it's funny. That was really good.
They damn near sound the same.
They do. Like, it would make perfect sense.
This is kind of cool, CGI in front.
Oh, I forgot about these guys.
It's Gamorrean Guard.
Yeah. I forgot.
What?
It's Rocksteady.
Yeah.
It's what about the spikes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's your answer about Tommy Sudo's being perfect.
Yeah, there you go. I totally forgot about these dudes.
You forgot about these guys?
Yeah.
What were they called? Just the Guardians or something like that?
Don't know. Their weapons are sure cool.
So, actually, they...
like how Aisha was in a completely different location, like everybody
different
else.
Different pose, yeah. I'm just thinking how dark, if Zack was in that black costume, how dark that shit was. Like... I just wish Zack was the fucking... I love Adam, but I wish Zack was great, the frog.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen his reaction to being a frog.
Yeah. He You'd be like, yo, man, really? I'm a frog.
Would it
bro.
Be considered racist that in the future the princess and the frog would be focused on New Orleans voodoo?
I'm led to believe that Zach got with Angela eventually. That looked like that was just a botched movie scene itself.
It did. A lot of these scenes look like they were just like, you know what, that's good enough. Let's keep it, whatever. We ran our budget to the ground.
We ran out of Sentai footage. Yeah. I would have not done that, Rocky. Think of how many spikes
well,
on
he immediately
game.
Regrets it.
Rocky, you fall into water. What's the worst that happens?
Adam, you're aware you could just, like, hit him and go, there you go. Okay. Oh, no, water. My weakness. Oh, no.
What a shame.
Three to go.
Oh, goodness. Despite the fact that we look reptilian.
Okay, I remember having that as a kid with the whole face mask. I couldn't fucking talk out of it.
Oh, what thing?
The thing that's covering their mouths.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It was hard to fucking breathe out of, too.
I bet.
Let's talk about this. Guess not. It's Reptar.
Fucking Tarzan. Wait, you're not
that
even
was
try?
Like the that was like a wrestling kick right there. He didn't even react.
Hi, good morning, guard.
Yeah.
Later,
Rock City. Dude, oh, this makes the boulder from Temple of Doom, like, was this Temple of Doom?
No, that was Raiders.
Raiders. Look like, I'm not even gonna finish this sentence.
Yeah, seriously, Adam is just getting ganged up on.
Hey, Adam, could you use a hand?
Oh, heart ability,
He goes, Adam, could you use a hand? He goes, thought it crossed my mind.
Oh, damn, wow. That's like the most
fun. Hold on, Billy's one-liner. So bad. I made a comment that Rocky did a split earlier.
Rocky did a split.
Yeah.
How are they getting onto all these trees? Like, so quickly.
What?
That was a mouthful. Holy crap.
And Jenny corkscrew kick. That's what he said.
Unfortunate.
Pyramidus.
But.
Go, Galactic!
It's.
I would have been like, what?
Merchandise. It's a centerpiece for your coffee table.
It's the Magna Defender.
It's an exact replica of Ivanhoe's wizard. Just in stone. Just look at it. It's a fucking wizard top. I do like that symbol of all them all together. Who's in there? You got Baloo the bear, Harambe.
They had the, they had that for the dinosaurs, too.
You got, I don't know, some toad?
Great power. Sacred animals.
Despite the fact that we used to have animals that were older than these, and would should be considered more sacred, but alright. Ooh, that is 90s. That is PlayStation 1.
The Ninja Megazord is probably one of my favorite Megazords, though.
Shouldn't their helmets have changed once they got the new animals?
You would think that, wouldn't you? But you know what's cool, though, is that
I think
coin,
they had to keep that.
Their coin actually remains as the animals. So, like, that's actually kind of cool. But that would have cost way too much money that they had to spend on Bebop. But yeah, like the actual coins in their chests are the different animals.
Our markers are online. I got the power.
All right.
Hang on, Zordon. We're on our way.
Oh shit, I just realized that they actually this is the first time they ever had the chess pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew that. Why did I say I knew that? This is weird seeing it, man.
And the Decepticons.
These wars
attack. Yeah. Or Predacons.
Predacons.
You know, for ideal image of Angel Grove, if we're going to culminate everything that Angel Grove is between Japan and California, this looks pretty sweet.
I mean, not for nothing. With the Rangers, nowhere to be found. Alpha should have summoned the Dragon Sword to deal with these damn things.
I don't think he could. I thought it was sleeping.
Huh?
The Dragon Sword's sleeping until the reactivated.
Where's Titanus?
Titanus said, fuck this.
Titanus is like, nah, baby.
He does come back before the Ninjetti Zord. The Ninja Megazord.
Yeah, he does.
So does the Dragon Shield. Or, Dragon Zord's like, main crest.
Exactly.
Who wore it better? Zordon or Palpatine?
Palpatine.
No doubt.
What is Goldar doing?
Yeah, I know. He's like longing for a different purpose.
I think he was sleeping.
And consume.
Oh man, look at this mess. This is Ivan's handiwork. Let's get back to the command center.
I mean, as opposed to who else, really?
Decepticons.
I just realized, did Tommy's helmet always have fangs?
I have to take a better look at it.
Huh?
I have to take a better look at it.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
What's that? Oh, on like the little mouth? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Look at Tommy's helmet. And look at his mouthpiece.
Yeah, like it has like these little like... Shit. There's no way to say that and sound cool.
Joe, where do these Zords come from?
Where?
Yeah.
Space.
And they came awfully quick.
Like, they're not like the Thunder Zords morphed into these?
Wait, what?
They're not the Thunder Zords morphed into these?
No.
I mean, they didn't do, like, the whole, like, Tyrannosaurus, Dragon, Unicorn,
yeah,
Wolf.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, these are just straight, like... I don't know.
These are new Zords.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting, yeah. Because even in the show,
that, I guess came from that planet.
This
was... The cockpits are cool. I like the cockpits. They look small as hell. Claustrophobic. Why does Rocky get the biggest freaking cockpit out of all of them?
Rocky's cockpit looks like the fucking Thunder Megazord's main circle hub. Gowings?
Meanwhile, in the leftover Tim Burton Batman set.
I thought it was the Willy Wonka
leftover. Oh, man, maybe. Meanwhile, the kids don't give a fuck.
Dude, this song was the absolute shit. Was that Ernie's?
I guess so.
Is that what it said in the background?
I couldn't see.
Rewind it. Because that's actually very important. Because then the fucking juice bar just got a major fucking end renovation.
Why did both...
I never noticed that. Hold on. It was the first thing that caught my eye was the neon sign.
Sponsored by 7-Up. It says something like Ernie. Yeah.
It definitely says
Ernie's. That's
Ernie's. Dude, Ernie's got another location.
Yeah.
He's got an outdoor pop.
He got an upgrade, man. Like, dude, the place...
Ernie's got a fucking outdoor... Scotty, you want to go to Ernie's outdoor pub?
Ernie's 2?
Dude, that place looks lit as fuck.
Yeah.
Shout out to 7-Up.
Ernie's 2, Ernie's Paradise.
That's a straight-up 7-Up fucking...
That literally was 7-Up.
I mean, it's not. It's definitely not the outside of the fucking juice bar, but... Yo, Ernie's got a summer hut.
Oh, fuck.
We gotta save our parents, man.
We've all been brainwashed. Iger's taking over the planet, and he's using all of us in his plans.
I'm looking at all these kids and feel like Jonathan Taylor Thomas is somewhere in this pile.
Yeah.
This is evil. And if you don't come with me right now, our parents are gonna die.
Fuck it.
Where's Justin, man?
See, this kid has a good head on.
Where did Justin come from? He was just some kid that wanted to stalk Rocky in the hospital?
Yeah, he was just creeping on them.
Somebody call for an exterminator?
You know what I think it was? I think he was in proximity to the Rangers when they teleported, and he, like, accidentally went with them, I think.
No, he saw them in the movie.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I actually really don't.
He saw them teleport when Rocky was, because I think Rocky was his karate coach? Some shit like that, I don't know.
Good job, Tommy. Your Zord's almost destroyed.
Again, you'll be chicken wings in the morning.
is Goldar a dog?
I think he's supposed to be like a griffin. Or not a griffin, he's
sort of monkey.
No, what's that mythological creature that's like a lion with a snake tail and wings? It's not a griffin, but it's like a griffin. But as a lion.
Oh, we went over this when we were talking about King Sphinx.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
Chimera. Is it Chimera? Yeah, I think Chimera.
This is some of the worst CGI I've ever seen in my life. And better movies came out this year with better CGI.
In the Super Sentai, his name was Griforzer, so his design was supposed to be like a griffin. But...
Oh, okay.
Time to boogie with the bear.
Good job,
Aisha. Dude, I can't wait to see what they do this on Blu-ray to see how, like, if they touch up the graphics at all.
That'd be cool, but I doubt it. Kind of looks like the inside of some type of TIE fighter or something.
What the
Shut up, Rocky.
No. This is not happening.
Beast Wars, bro.
No, did nobody catch that?
What?
I think they just unfinished the fucking footage.
I see. Yeah.
Okay, so when Rocky's jumping down... How can I fucking rewind this? So when Rocky's jumping down... The fucking ground looked like it was out of a wireframe. Look. Or is it supposed to be streets?
No, that's street. You can see the yellow lines of the street.
Ah, that's really like shitty. Divider.
It's crappy. It's
you
not
see these
good,
fucking monitors right. that Rocky has in his fucking cockpit?
Yeah, right.
What is
Commodore
he
64,
yeah.
Logan.
I don't even know how the hell he's controlling the arms.
It's literally just like these two, like...
These are security monitors.
Yeah.
They're leftover security monitors.
Yeah, they're CCTVs. Rocky, do you have your Sora license, bro? Shut up, Rocky.
Look, it's Beast Wars.
It's literally Beast Optimus Wars.
Primal versus,
it literally is Beast Wars.
Wars.
Shut up, Rocky.
Why do Vulcan still have a... Yeah,
what about the Rangers' parents? That would have been a cool thing to include in this subplot.
Too cheap.
Like their parents
they would have asked for money. How does this kid know to activate a fucking monorail?
Yeah, right?
Oh,
that was weird.
Where's Mr. Kaplan, damn it?
Yo, where's Mr. Kaplan? Mr. Kaplan's probably on some good ass pension by now.
One order of toast and slime coming up.
So, you wanna play, huh?
I just got in some sort of electromagnetic deadlock. I can't break free.
Hang on, Kimberly.
See, at least the frogs were. It's kind of cool.
The
only with the
tongue.
The
frog was the tongue.
The tongue,
like,
yeah.
That was
tongue's
cool.
I would have not. Oh, thank you.
Dad, want some chips?
Come on,
X-Wing fighter away.
Yeah, right. Oh, poor Billy.
Billy got jizzed on.
Oh.
He's used to it.
Oh my god. Scotty, that was fucked up. Oh my god. I do not condone that. That was fucked up.
Oh man. It's great.
When does Tommy have time to fix the fucking Falcon Sword?
I don't know.
It fixes itself, man. It's a Falcon Sword.
It has regenerating health bar.
Come on, he called upon the Falcon Sword to save the day in Super Samurai, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
The fact that it actually rivets, too.
Why didn't they do practical effects?
Because this was, like, the latest and, like, we can do this technology, so...
Weird scene.
Yeah, this is really weird.
I still think this is better than when fucking Rita merged with Goldar.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
I feel big again.
Go get him. Look at that.
Whoa,
that's real bad CGI.
Yeah,
right?
It is. That's just lazy writing.
Last time you saw Goldar fly.
Joe,
this is like the only time.
Joe, this is pitiful CGI right here.
Alright, I'm gonna point out this would never work. Tommy's fucking saving the monorail would never work. At least we see the inside mechanics of it.
That is cool. That is cool.
I'll complete docking sequence later. Good to know, Tommy. You're just an accessory.
Yeah, right?
Not feeling the helmet. Great fucking cockpit, though.
Yeah, not the greatest looking Zord.
That might be the simplest Megazord ever.
Yeah.
You know how I know this is a bullshit fight? No buildings were destroyed.
Yeah. It's mostly just like public vandalism.
And a really bad remake of a Twisted Metal map.
Yes. Oh fuck. Yeah, okay. Yep. Sure.
Tommy Zord would be so fucked right now. That would've... No, the whole fucking top would've been fucking destroyed. Oh, Scotty, you might be right. Fucking Kimberly's in charge of the fucking Zord.
Told you. I love how Tommy mastered the Falcon Zord, but when he first got the Tiger Zord, he had no clue what the hell he was doing.
Yeah, Tiger Zord had a fucking mind of its own. Oh, I lied about the building collapse.
Yeah, there we go. One. There's one.
Joe, call Titanus.
No more Saba.
That part was cool.
Yo, it's just sick.
Yeah. Joe, look, it's even got the emblem there in the cockpit.
Yeah. Which is bullshit because all it was fucking Kimberly Zord. So Kimberly's cockpit, why was it so small?
Because Kimberly's got the head.
Ah. I have the high ground, Anakin.
Yeah.
fucking hate these parents, bro. I didn't come here to watch a father and son fucking mental relationship.
I like that, you know, it would have been just as effective to just tell them to go walk into, like, the ocean.
Joe, shoot. Get a hose and shoot it at him, Joe.
Do you know how much that fucking hurt?
Yo, Miley Cyrus. God. Miley Cyrus.
How does he know how to operate this shit? And who left the keys in the fucking,
Yeah, right. This kid has a hell of a future in, like, any field he wants.
Dude, he wants to be the Silver Ranger. Remember that. He can't be Zane.
Listen, he can never be Zane, dude.
No, he can't.
Zane has a hard time being Zane, yeah, let's be real. Yeah,
I think I know a way to get rid of Ivan. Really? How? Ryan's comment. Billy, that's brilliant.
What?
We get Ivan into the comment's path.
It's a comment!
It's a comment that literally was...
Was, it, was that what they were waiting to see, was Ryan's comment?
Yeah.
How about trip them?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas in the front.
That was unnecessary.
Look him up, kids.
Just to show you the distance.
He was once a thing.
If he showed up on Titanus, I would have fucking laughed.
That would have been phenomenal.
In no world would this work! Like, Bukakis don't even take this much.
Damn.
I fucking love that.
Oh, that's great, man.
Man, how freaking shiny this Zord is.
Joe, would you go as far to say that Uzord is more potent than Serpentarium?
Yeah. It's already done a lot
more. I didn't even
think
to put that on the list.
Not for nothing, it should be on the list.
Yeah. Fucked up.
Ivan Ooze, you just made the list.
But Ivan really didn't do anything else in the Zord. He got kicked in the dick.
Ah. Which is about to happen.
That emergency button was only a knee kick? Like a
high
knee?
Yeah, literally a knee kick.
It was just a high... I mean, yeah, it's funny. He got kicked in the dick, but, like, that's all the emergency button did.
See,
how the fuck did they know that the Ninja Falcon Zord would work within the fucking Shogun Megazord?
In space.
Andros is probably looking at that from far and saying, what the fuck was that?
Honestly, it's a lame Zord because it wasn't able to defeat the monster itself. It literally had to rely on it.
Andros is on Kalo 35 right now.
Do you think Andros ever slid into the DMs of, fucking...
Ashley?
No, but yeah, we know he shouldn't. We know Ashley. I was talking about, who's... I can't fucking... Zeno, what the fuck was her name?
Dulcia?
Dulcia?
Something like that.
Dulcina?
Not Zena?
Not Zena?
The not warrior princess?
Zordon? Is that an Australian accent?
I'm sure. New Zealand, maybe?
Yeah.
Also sponsored by Nike. Who knew Nike was a proud supporter of Power Rangers?
Rangers, you made it. But I'm afraid you're too late.
Bro, they could have got a hell of a sponsor if they wanted to. You imagine if the Rangers were all wearing Nikes when they do the super-ass fly kicks?
Mm.
True.
I would have thought, if I put on a pair of Nikes, I would have thought I could super kick.
You know, I almost feel like the Rangers should have came to Zordon first, because then their powers would have probably been amplified.
No, I know. It's better that Ivan Ooze was dead.
Hey, guys, we can use our powers to confuse Zordon.
How did they know this?
I just thought
Tommy
of it,
literally
but, like,
came up with this out of the fucking blue.
Also, shout out to the fact that Tommy and Adam have the same earring. Like, literally. Like, the
so
same.
So did I. I had it too.
Did you?
I had two.
My daughter's not Egypt.
And Kimberly.
Yeah, all right. They all have earrings.
Come
on. Except for Billy, I think.
Well, there's a reason why Billy didn't have his right ear pierced.
No, Tommy knew because freaking Zordon used his power to infuse him for the Green Ranger power.
Well, I was saying because Billy's gay, so he wouldn't get his right ear pierced. Or his left ear, whichever one's the non-gay one.
Left.
Yeah, I guess left. Cause that's
I can't
Tommy
wait to meet Billy one day, man. I'd be so fucking stoked.
I would love that.
Wait, hi, I'm David Yusbeck. No, you're not. You're Billy Crash.
Look, the command center's repairing itself. See, they could have used this command center.
Notice the command center wasn't destroyed, just this room.
Yeah, you're right.
Just that chamber.
It's such a big building, it's like one room.
I feel like I want to go to Nickelodeon Studios after this.
I feel like I want to go to a rave.
Rangers!
I lost my accent.
Can I just say, I'm disappointed in how easily Avenues was disposed of.
But I hate the fact that it was a Deus Ex Machina thing. Like, the Zord did not destroy Ivan. They relied on a comet. Lamest Zord.
Snap.
Dude, I want to go to Ernie's outside fucking pub and bar.
I know, right? Damn, look at this, like, smorgasbord of stuff. We got crab legs.
Why the fuck wasn't Ernie in the fucking movie?
We got steak fries.
Ernie's Crab Shack.
I did that.
Oh, he was this martial arts teacher. I didn't know realize that.
I mean, I think we like only found that out now. That's impossible.
Dude, you see their communicators are so fucking sweet.
Solid Van Halen riff to close it up.
You wish, kid. Doesn't work like that. That Sentai hasn't happened yet.
All right, kid, get out of my way now. I'm gonna switch my girlfriend's face.
Damn, Kim looks like a fucking god. Oh man. You're telling me that they lit up fireworks every night for the Power Rangers?
Dude, Ernie's too is banging, man.
Dude, I want to go to fucking Ernie's. Fuck the juice bar,
it's
man.
It's Universal Walk, bro.
Dude, it's fucking City Walk. Dude, there's a juice bar, then there's Ernie's. We're going to Ernie's.
Oh, yeah. Brian Spicer.
Oh. Brian Spicer guy. And
I
like,
want to see if we pull up the name for the...
oh, wait a minute. Dude. I forgot there was an after credit scene.
Pig dude.
It was doing that before it was cool.
How dare he share the same screen?
No, look up. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Paul Freeman.
Paul Freeman. Guy's a legend.
Now that is something they actually should have, like, kept. Like,
so, literally... The pig dude and the Rangers never shared a scene.
Literally. They were never on screen. They probably don't even know he exists.
Alright.
What is the pig guy's name?
I don't know. We're gonna find out. I want to see the original trailer. It's only a DVD feature. It says extra features. Featurette. Let's see what the featurette is.
Yeah.
Featurette's probably just the making of the thing they showed. I remember.
How long is that?
They showed on Fox or whatever.
About 4 minutes. That's what I'm saying. Looking at it in fucking 95 before it was upscaled, it looks more believable. Like, straight up VHS graphics, man. Like, fucking Star Wars episode, like, 4. It looks so much better on VHS!
Yeah. Shut up, Rocket.
Is unleashed out of the earth. I mean, he was buried there 6,000 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, news is back!
This is actually the first time the Power Rangers are looking at something that they haven't dealt with.
It's the first time I've ever heard Skull actually talk.
Really?
Like a full sentence?
Why did she look sped up there?
Yeah, it was weird.
It's like fast forwarded.
Hey, Ichi, get the fuck out of this chair.
What's going on?
There is one way. It's a way to get stronger powers than we had. We have to find this master warrior.
Here, they actually built that. Dude, just look at the... I wish...
That sounds like Wasserman music.
She looks like she belongs in the Savage Land of the Marvel.
But dude, I'm saying, look at how different it looks on the VHS and the original theatrical, like, cut. Like, it looks brighter.
Yeah, it does.
Than compared to the upscale. The funny thing about this is that I wish the DVDs and Blu-ray feature had, like, VHS version of an option so I could watch it how it was originally presented.
Shut up, Eric. Why does Rocky get to be in his suit? And the others are, like, in normal clothes.
Guys from X-Men literally just ripped that out and used that as Cyclops' visor. Mm-hmm. They were like, Matt, that's a great idea.
It's
let's
legit
just use that
Cyclops.
For Cyclops'
yeah,
visor.
Brian Singer was just like, oh, hey, do you guys still have that? He's made out of ooze.
I didn't know that.
He's like Clayface.
I mean, we never see him do anything else, but...
He's taking monsters, 100-foot monsters in the city streets, fighting each other, and breaking buildings, and smashing through cars.
Now, how did that sword not break through that thing?
True, it's just like a suit, like a freaking weight.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Dude, it looks so much brighter on fucking VHS.
It does. Boy, that was a very 90s slogan.
Yeah. And the other bonus feature, the original trailer. Let's see how accurate this is.
Some material may not be suitable for dad bugs.
Oh, Jesus! Point Break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What movie is it?
Red Johnny Utah.
Red Johnny Utah. Jeez.
It's time to pay the piper.
Dude, he is the leader of the franchise.
Just, no doubt, bro.
Man.
No
this
doubt.
Is a fucking yeah. man.
What's the birdie?
Love that. Gotta love it.
Taking over the world is one thing.
I saw a fan recently posing with Rocky, and Rocky had one of those, you know, they have the Ranger.
Was it? I thought it was dark when they did that scene.
It was darker when we saw it.
You know how they have the Ranger get up?
Fucking edited it. It's
Rocky, like Rocky was wearing a blue Zio hoodie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had those.
Man, I'm starting to hate upscales on fucking movies. I wish I watched it like this.
I did.
It's alright, but like. See, they don't look as... still bad, but, like, they don't look as... Like, first of all, it's sunny out.
That was probably just a trailer thing that, like, they changed for the movie. Well, they show just about everything you need to see in the movie in the trailer. Even back in the 90s.
That was the whole movie.
That really was, like, the entire movie. Every scene of them in the suits was in this trailer. It literally was in the trailer.
Oh my god.
Wow, is it really only 2 minutes or so?
I'm fucking tired now. Holy shit. Well, guys, that was our live reaction of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the original movie. I still love it.
I still give it an A, man. I mean, for the time.
I don't know what I would give it number wise. I really don't know. I mean, it's still entertaining. It's extremely.
I give it an 8 out of 10, and the only reason I give it an 8 is because I still wish it was practical effects.
Now, I give it a 9.5 out of 10. Because. It has.
Yeah.
Most of the elements of, you know, Power Rangers TV show, you know, expanded into an hour.
Yeah, it really is like a three-parted episode in a movie form. Just with Bebop.
Ivan Ooze was badass.
Yeah, Ivan Ooze was fun. I mean, he was a really fun written, like, he felt like a Ranger villain. You know, like, he fit right in with all the other dudes that popped up throughout the show.
He fit right in with Zed. That's the best part.
It's a shame they weren't more of, like, a tag team in the story.
Yeah.
He was more like Krang in Ninja Turtles too.
That's a good way. Yeah, that's a good way to compare.
He was the boss, and he gets rid of Shredder, dude. He's
yeah.
Pretty good, frozen.
That's a great way to compare him, actually.
Yeah, man. So, nonetheless, let's try and figure out what the fuck that pig name was. Power Rangers movie cast.
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
Or just type in, like,
no,
Power
not...
Ranger pig, movie pig.
Do you think Godboy was a big fan?
Yeah.
He owns the movie in, like, 3 different formats, dude. He has, like, the VHS and, like,
But of the pig guy.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much he loves Pudgy.
Yes,
pig.
No, he does. He's told
actually,
me.
If we texted Godboy now, he would probably know right off the bat what the guy
know what his name is, yeah. Yeah, no, I actually think
that poster is one of the greatest looking posters I've ever seen. It's just sweet.
It was cool, man.
Yeah. It was great.
Cast. All right.
I would say this is one of the best, like, theatrical, like, children movie thing. Like, children franchise thing. Of, like, the 90s. Like, out of everything. Like, this was probably, like, the more faithful to, like, the source material. Like, they didn't really alter much of anything other than some of the...
Oh, his name is Mordant. Mordant. It says, Mordant is a warthog henchman in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. Together with Goldar, he defects from Lord Zedd to join Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
Mordant is not featured in the TV series in any manner and is created for the film. However, but he has also appeared in the Marvel Comics adaptation of the film and television series. An early draft of the script, as well as in some merchandise, he is identified as Goldar's second cousin, three times removed on his mother's side from visiting the summer.
Oh my god.
Apparently that's legit canon.
That's canon,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh my god. Wow. Goldar's second cousin, three times removed on his mother's side visiting the summer. It's his fucking, like, retarded cousin. It's like his cousin Kyle.
Honestly,
from South Park.
That would have been a fine, like, throwaway line to have in the movie. Because that would have honestly just explained why he's never in the show. Is he
oh my god, he's just visiting for the summer!
He's literally just visiting. Like,
if
that.
Zed, if he had Zed just, like, take him out or something.
He just visited. Yeah. He was just visiting for the summer. He's like his cousin Kyle from South Park. Mm-hmm. Hi, cousin Kyle!
Yeah. Like, he's literally the cousin Kyle.
Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Or that cousin Oliver from Brady Bunch.
Oh god.
Oh.
So speaking of Brady Bunch, which is referenced, literally.
Oh my god, that is amazing.
There's nothing worse than cousin Oliver.
So the Ooze Men are Ivan Ooze's foot soldiers that are made from his own ooze. The name is not mentioned in the movie prior or proper, but they are referenced as his kids. But apparently, in the Sega Mega Drive and Sega Genesis game and Game Gear adaptations of the Mighty Morphin movie, they're officially called Ooze Men.
Okay.
So.
I mean, that's simple enough.
He could have really just like souped up the putties and like oozed them up. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what I thought
they
were.
They could have saved
some money on that.
Damn, nonetheless, man, I think that about wrapped it up. We're almost at 2 hours, but...
You would think that the most of the budget went into Ivan Ooze, pretty much.
And the Zord fight.
And the costumes, I guess. The amazing thing is that there's no Sentai footage.
This was the only time they ever...
And I'm going to be honest.
Same with Turbo.
Can Saban make a good Power Rangers episode without footage?
Forever Red. That's what Forever Red was.
Was it? There was no Sentai footage in Forever Red?
No.
Really?
Was completely its own thing. The finale of In Space was original.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Actually, quite a lot of In Space was original.
They had to.
Yeah. Quite a lot of
Zane was original because they didn't have much Sentai footage to use.
Of the Silver, The Silver and the Sentai.
All the Silver,
was like,
it was so repetitive.
Time,
like,
yeah.
When you saw him on the motorcycle or the...
That's part of the reason why Zane kept disappearing throughout the show is because they had to stretch, like, the footage that they had.
But at least they said where Zane was all the time.
Yeah, they always established that he was still, like,
he was out on a mission or something, or he was
doing something.
I still want to know his relationship with Zordon.
They explain it in the show. Like, they just...
No,
they
I mean, like,
him.
Their prior... Like, how long...
Andrews?
Yeah. According to, they've known each other since the beginning of the show.
They were Rangers, I mean...
Yeah, like, Zordon appointed them.
They were Rangers
of
KO-35.
Yeah.
That was, like, their...
They were the chosen teenagers with attitude of that planet.
But they were so powerful, they...
What happened to the other Rangers?
They never gave out the Warpers. Yeah, they
because
Zane, like, kind of died.
I gotta go back and watch
Andros was just
Andros had the Morphers because it was only him and Zane. Him and Zane were powerful.
So who do you think is the most powerful duo when it comes to Leader and Sixth Ranger?
I would probably I would probably go with Zane and Andros, honestly.
So
powerful wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say the best duo is Tommy and
But
Jason,
which series? Mighty Morphin or Zeo? It's a fucking debate.
Mighty Morphin.
I mean, Jason and Tommy, but just, like, the only reason why I don't say either of those is because of, just the fact that somebody was always losing their powers or something.
Yeah.
Like, around those two, like, Andros and Zane, they never lose their powers. Like, you know, they straight up are
Zane,
just...
Zane succeeded, man.
Yeah,
he
like,
the
they actually did their job and completed their objective.
There,
yeah.
You got a point.
That's the reason why I consider him, like, a better Red than Tommy was because he actually accomplished what his purpose was. You know?
I hated when they made Tommy the Red Ranger. He should have just still been the White Ranger. Like, I hated that.
Well, the Zeo Crystals had to give them new colors.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
So?
I didn't like that at all. I had no problem with Adam being green.
Anyway.
Yeah, but,
Rocky
yeah,
being blue.
Yeah.
I just didn't like Tommy being red. They should have just got rid of the whole Red Ranger. I guess they had to for the same
somebody
time,
had
the
to be
time.
Red, yeah.
That'd
make somebody red. I mean, I guess they could have made Billy red.
They could have made
but...
Billy red, yeah.
Yeah. But the nerd can't be the leader.
Tommy Wiseau had his powers again.
You can't make the nerd the leader in 90s action shows.
Tommy was the leader from the split second he became the Green Ranger and going forward.
That was still Jason.
No, Jason was still the leader.
No, I mean for them wise, production wise, they knew Tommy was going to be the guy. After they brought him back?
Probably not until Jason, or the actor who played Jason, started giving them grief about pay.
No, but they were, even in the change, when Tommy becomes the White Ranger, Jason, they were still there.
Yeah, but that was during the time when there was the dispute.
Think of ways this movie could have been improved if it was the original Ranger lineup.
I think the movie would have been way better.
Wouldn't have been as cheesy.
If they had King Sphinx in it instead of...
I mean, that's a far-fetched, but...
There's a lot of ways this movie could have been better, honestly. If Spencer and
those guys were in it. I mean, right. Even if they just had a scene.
If Lord Zedd and Rita did something...
Yeah, Lord Zedd and Rita were just
like They literally were there.
They had the chance to make it Lord Zedd's greatest villain. If Ivan Ooze was created by Lord Zedd, something like, I mean, realistically, like some kind of crazy
shit
like that.
There was no reason to write them out of the plot. Like, they could have still focused on Ivan, but still had Zedd and Rita play a role. You know, like,
I think the Rangers would have been able to defeat him if they teamed up.
Right. That's another thing, too. Like, it would have been, like, they would have had to have made some clever, like...
But they didn't really defeat him. Because that's the whole point.
They would have had to bring in another Ranger.
They didn't defeat him. He literally was a... If that comet was not coming into place, they were fucked.
That's why I say this is the weakest Zord. Like, this is, like, my least favorite Zord, was because it literally, like, within its first battle, like, the sword got destroyed. Like, they literally had to take it up into space to throw him in a comet. You know, like, it was not impressive.
I feel like in the remastered version, they should have thrown a Mega Voyager in there somewhere as, like, a cameo. Just, like, hanging out.
Oh, chilling. Just so much.
The Power Ranger movie special edition with, like, the George Lucas special edition of Power Rangers with, like, extra little...
Director's cut. Extended footage.
Little stuff.
But, all right, guys.
Does the Zordon ever bring up KO-35 until... Or you never hear about KO-35 space at all.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, actually, that's what we'll talk about on a different podcast, because we actually are almost at the two-hour mark, so we got to do it. Unfortunately, we do have to cut this off. Mm-hmm. So, that wraps up Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, live reaction for this episode of 335 Live. Overall, it still holds up to this day. Different versions. I would just go watch
it's
the VHS
one. It's still entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
Nonetheless,
2017.
It is.
Nonetheless, Scotty, take us off.
Let's rock it.